Railroad Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, let me ask you something. How would you like to have a beautiful burnished bronze medal of membership to show that you're a special friend of Captain Midnight's and a bona fide member of his exciting new 1940 Flight Patrol? A medal that entitles you to take part in a great adventure and get lots of free gifts and prizes. A medal you'll be so proud to show your friends that you'll want to carry it with you wherever you go. It's made of heavy bronze with raised letters and pictures on the front and back, just like on a real Medal of Honor. It has a swell picture of Captain Midnight himself and also of our good friends Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan. There's also a mystic midnight clock face on it, and also the mysterious new secret password of the 1940 Flight Patrol. A password that's the key to greater mysteries that are still to come. And only those who are members will have the clues that are needed to figure out what it means. But wait, here's the most exciting feature of all. This new secret medal of membership has a three-blade spinning propeller on it. You spin it whenever you want to decide something, like who's going to be the first in any game, or who's going to wipe the dishes for Mother, or who's to be captain of the team. Why, there must be 100 different games you can play with this new spinning propeller medal. Boy, every fella and girl in town will wish they had one when they see yours. But now, here's how you can get one absolutely free. Just have Mother or Dad drive you over to your Skelly service station and tell your Skelly man that you want to join the new 1940 Flight Patrol. He'll give you your junior pilot's application card right away, and he'll send right in to Skelly headquarters for your spinning propeller medal of membership. That's all you do. You don't need any box tops or seals or package wrappers or anything else. You just see your Skelly man, and he'll fix you all up without one penny of cost to you. So have Mother or Dad drive you over to your Skelly service station tonight and join Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. And now to Captain Midnight. Yesterday, you remember, Juan Pareda, owner of a vast estate with thousands of cattle, told Captain Midnight and Chuck how Abe and Shark, his daughter Fury, and his henchmen have taken his estate away from him. Shark also tortured Pareda to try to make him reveal the location of priceless family heirlooms. And just as he was finishing his story, the drone of a plane was heard. Our scene today continues. The plane comes closer, and Captain Midnight commands sharply.
It's a black plane, Chuck. Run to my ship and jump into the rear cockpit.
Okay, Red. I'll be there.
Okay, Ed, if he dives this way, get his point with your machine gun.
Then I'll go, Red.
Right.
That is one of Senor Chadwick's planes. They're all black, like the one you captured.
Yes, Senor, I know. How do you feel now?
I feel much better, Senor.
Can you walk?
Surely, Senor.
Oh, here, wait. Give me your hand. I'll pull you up.
You are very kind.
Now you're on your feet.
My knees. They're a little weak, but I will be all right.
Watch yourself. This fellow's driving.
Come, Senor, come. Let's get to the plane. It'll be safer there.
But this pilot in the sky, he will shoot at your plane.
Don't worry about that. We'll beat him off. We've got to be ready to take off if necessary.
He's getting closer. Shall I fire?
Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, give him a burst.
Enough. He doesn't like the
laugh
from your machine gun.
I'll say he doesn't.
Yeah, that's the way with these roughnecks, Senor. They can give it, but they can't take it.
I wonder where he's going now.
I guess he'll turn around and go back.
Well, no, he isn't.
Huh?
See, he's continuing south.
Maybe he's going up to the valley, to that other field.
These pilots are always flying around. One does not know where they go.
Oh, look. He's turning to the east.
Yes, you're right. I wonder what he's doing there.
Looks like he's going down behind that hill.
Yes. Senor Pareda.
Yes, Senor?
Is there any landing place behind that hill?
Si, Senor. There is a small plateau there on which an airplane could land.
There. He's disappeared.
Yes. Looks like he went down all right.
If we're going to get out of here, now's our chance.
Senor, I guess you'd better come with us. We'll take you to a small field across the western ridge.
I know that field well. I leased some land there to some Americanos for mining.
Was it so? When was that?
Several years ago, but I understood they had given it up.
No, I don't believe they have. Because two of our friends, named Pinky Drake and Slim Poole, were sent down recently to investigate it.
Yes.
We'd better get in the ship, Red, and be on our way.
You'll come with us, Senor?
I would like to, but I must find some of my own men.
Well, where would they be?
Back in the mountains. I can show you.
Oh, gee, Red, that would be swell.
Well, now, wait a minute. Is there a place to land an airplane there?
Si, Senor. I am sure the airplane can land. At one time, there was a lake. Then it dried up.
Oh, gosh, Red, listen to that. A dried up lake bed. Well, that should make a swell landing field.
Very well, Senor. We will fly there. Are you sure you can find your way?
See, I am certain. All my life I have hunted and fished in these mountains and valleys. I could find my way around them with the blindfold over the eyes.
Good, let's go. I'll help you in the rear cockpit with Chuck. Here, let me pick her up.
Thank you.
There you are.
Oh, gee, Red, we'll be carrying more weight than we should. It'll be bad if we have to fight any of those other planes in the air.
Yes, I realize that, Chuck. We'll have to make up in marksmanship what we lack in maneuverability. Well, I'll jump into the front cockpit and get the engine started.
Well, we're all set any time.
All right, here goes the starter.
The airplane. It is a wonderful machine.
I like it very much. So do we, senor. I don't know what we'd do without one.
We're going to taxi out of ways, Chuck, and then take off to the north. All clear, Chuck?
All clear, Red.
We're off.
And now, our scene changes. To the south and east, there is a steep hill. And on the top of this hill is a rocky knoll, which overlooks the whole valley. At this point stands Ivan Shrock, looking through a pair of powerful binoculars. Attending him are Fury Shark and Fang. Listen as Fury asks,
"Can you see the plane, Father?"
"Yes, Fury. I see it very clearly."
"And Griff should be here very soon, Master."
"He will be, Fang."
"Is the plane's propeller turning, Father?"
"No, Fury. The plane stands with the propeller idle."
"Can you see anyone near?"
"Just one moment, daughter. I must study this carefully."
"For what reason did the plane land down
please,
there?"
"Please, my dear Fury, do not interrupt me. Now I see. There are three men. One is standing and his head keeps turning. He is evidently on guard. Another one is kneeling, probably talking to the third who is sitting on the ground with his back against the tree."
"Undoubtedly he will be Senor Pareda."
"It is he. There can be no doubt."
"And the other two?"
"I cannot see the kneeling man very well. But the one standing up, yes. Yes, he is Chuck Ramsey."
"Yes, surely. That settles it. The other one, he must be Captain Midnight."
"I believe you are right."
"Captain Midnight. What could have brought him here?"
"My dear Fury, you are falling down badly. There is only one magnet that draws the mysterious Captain Midnight here.
It is the great Ivan Shrock."
"Well said, Fang."
"But what are we going to do, Father? Are we going to stand here idle and allow our enemies to plot against us?"
"As always, Fury, you are too impatient. Have you not learned your lesson by this time? Have you not observed me often enough to know there is a proper time for action and a proper time for inaction? Observe the beasts of the jungle. Are they leaping continually? What do you say, Fang? You were with me in India."
"Great jungle beasts spend much time in watchful waiting."
"Did you hear that, Fury? The clever one spends his time in setting the trap and then waiting while his enemies fall into it."
"Are you laying the trap now for Captain Midnight? For if you are, it had better be a good one. Because by this time, that old fool of a Pareda will have told Captain Midnight his story."
"And what difference will that make? For once, Captain Midnight has overstepped himself. This time, he is not fighting me on his own ground. He does not have a powerful force to aid him. I tell you, Fury, this time there shall be no mistake. Captain Midnight will never leave this valley alive."
"Look, Master, look."
"So I see, Fang. That must be Von Griff."
"He wished to get Sanderson, too, but I do not see a second plane."
"Perhaps now we have no more trouble. See? Von Griff dives on Captain Midnight."
"Yes, Father. Von Griff is diving."
"So I see, Fury. And Captain Midnight has sprung to his feet. Chuck Ramsey is running to the plane. He's almost there. He grasps the edge of the rear cockpit and jumps in."
"Von Griff is getting lower. Oh, why doesn't he open fire?"
"Von Griff is an excellent marksman, my dear, and he does not waste bullets."
"What is Captain Midnight doing?"
"He is helping Pareda to his feet. Von Griff is close. He's about to open fire."
"What has happened?"
"Chuck Ramsey has opened fire first. Von Griff is pulling away."
"That spineless creature."
"Pareda is on his feet. Captain Midnight is helping him to the plane. Von Griff is coming toward us. He's going to land on the floor plateau below. Come, we will run to meet him."
"We did, you yellow cur."
"Silence, Fury. I will reprimand Von Griff."
"Ah, look here, Chief. You do not blame me for not going down to that hill of lead to you. I would never have reached the ground alive."
"But your plane would have crashed into young Ramsey and perhaps into Captain Midnight, too."
"Maybe all right. But what good would that do me? You promised me a lot of money for this deal, and I want to leave to enjoy it. Anyway, they will not escape."
"Perhaps you are right. Where is Sanderson?"
"I sent him over to see what is going on in Coast Street."
"Good. Where will he meet you?"
"At our secret meeting."
"Splendid. Now then, Von Griff, listen closely. Captain Midnight has taken one chance too many. He must never leave here alive.
He is not going to. Don't worry about that.
Well, what superbed is flying away?
Have no fear, my dear. Now that he has listened to Pareda's story and knows that I am here, you could not drive him away.
Master is right. Captain Midnight will say to finish.
Has Rossman reported?
Yes, as he has, Chief. The cabin on the edge of the field across the ridge is completely surrounded by our men. No one will get out.
Don't forget, Zollinger is undoubtedly a prisoner inside.
Rossman knows that, and we'll be careful.
We've got everything under control, Von Witt, but we can't afford to make any slips. You will...
Yes, Father! It's not you, Peter!
So I see, Fury. Get ready, Von Witt. You must take off at once.
Shall I attack him in the air?
No. Captain Midnight is too good a pilot, and young Ramsey is too good a shot. One single seater can't handle them. We can't afford to take any chances. And if there is a land, then will come your chance, Von Witt. Only then. Get him as he is landing. It'll be a simple matter to capture the others in the cabin.
Captain Midnight, he's as good as dead right now.
Well, does Captain Midnight realize the danger he's in? He certainly is unaware that Ivan Shark's men have surrounded the cabin where his friends have taken refuge. The net drawn by Ivan Shark is drawing closer and closer. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, here's a very important tip for every fellow and girl who's joining Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. When you call at your Skelly service station to join, the first thing you get is your official junior pilot's application card. Now, be sure to hold on to that, because, and here's my secret tip, there are some very important words on the back of that card that will help you solve a hidden mystery. I can't tell you about it now, but it's going to happen real soon. So now, if there are any of you fellows and girls who have not yet joined Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol, this is what to do. Have Mother or Dad drive you over to your Skelly service station and tell your Skelly man you want to join the 1940 Flight Patrol and get your free spinning propeller medal of membership. Your Skelly man will do all the rest. Remember, it doesn't cost you a penny. So get in on the fun. Join up tonight. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Captain Midnight escape this new trap Ivan Shark is setting for him? And what about Ma and Patsy Donovan and Pinky Drake and Slim Fool? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!